Disc 3.
The men were as hardened physically as it was possible for human beings to be. Not even professional boxers or football players were in better shape. They were disciplined, prepared to carry out orders instantly and unquestioningly. They were experts in the use of their own weapon, knowledgeable in the use of other weapons, familiar with and capable of operating German weapons. They could operate radios, knew a variety of hand signals, could recognize various smoke signals. They were skilled in tactics, whether the problem was attacking a battery or a blockhouse or a trench system or a hill defended by machine guns. Each man knew the duties and responsibilities of a squad or platoon leader and was prepared to assume those duties if necessary. They knew how to blow bridges, how to render artillery pieces inoperative. They could set up a defensive position in an instant. They could live in the field, sleep in a foxhole, march all day and through the night. They knew and trusted each other. Within easy company, they had made the best friends they had ever had or would ever have. They were prepared to die for each other. More important, they were prepared to kill for each other. They were ready. But of course, going into combat for the first time is an ultimate experience for which one can never be fully ready. It is anticipated for years in advance. It is a test that produces anxiety, eagerness, tension, fear of failure, anticipation. There is a mystery about the thing, heightened by the fact that those who have done it cannot put into words what it is like, how it feels, except that getting shot at and shooting to kill produce extraordinary emotional reactions. No matter how hard you train, nor however realistic the training, no one can ever be fully prepared for the intensity of the real thing. And so the men of Easy Company left Altborn full of self-confidence and full of trepidation. Easy's marshalling area in southwestern England, about 10 miles from the coast, was an open field beside the airstrip at a pottery. The company lived in pyramidal tents. "Our standards of living went up considerably," Webster wrote. "We stuffed ourselves at the hospitable mess hall, a wall tent. Want some more, boys? Just help yourselves. Take all you want." On such luxuries as fried chicken, fruit cocktail, white bread with lots of butter, the realization that we were being fattened for the slaughter didn't stop us from going back for seconds. Troops wearing German uniforms and carrying German weapons roamed constantly through the marshalling area to familiarize the men with what the enemy looked like and what weapons they carried.